boys and girls. We've been waiting for it and waiting for it. And then he walked through the door and I said, "You're not John Mad Dog Horner. Who in the world are you?"
Thank goodness I'm not Mad Dog Horner.
It's this guy, JP. John Pritchett, he's in here for the Blue and Gold Show and for John Mad Dog Horner. Good morning, JP.
Hey, Mike, how you doing today?
Fantastic. I know what you want to do is you want to hassle me about my Seahawks.
The Seahawks are kind of self-hassling.
Oof, man, they do their own.
Before I do anything else, I want to give a shout out to Mad Dog. He is taking care of the kids. Yes. His youngest, a little under the weather, and getting some treatment out of the area. So thinking about you in our prayers, and we'll see you tonight. As Delmore travels to McKinleyville to take on the Panthers, non-conference action, Warrior pregame show starting at 7:10, kickoff at 7:30. You can listen to the game live on KPOD 97.9 FM and at delnortsports.com. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Joining us today here in the studio, live and in living blue and gold, two of the key players on the Warrior squad this year, Bridger Attner and Bryson Price. And before we, since this is radio, not television, Bryson, just to confirm, you are not related to the other Prices that came through recently.
No, I'm part of a different Price family. You're not related.
Just wanted to make sure, you know, it's hard to tell sometimes. Look back on last week's 55-7 win over West Valley and Bryson, a special moment for you. You had quite the first half, including scoring your first and in all likely your only varsity touchdown of your career.
Yeah, that was a little surprising. Yeah, it's been a couple of years since I got a touchdown in the end zone. So,
and that was on a block punt. Who blocked that punt?
I did.
Bridger, you did.
Yep.
So you set it up so this guy could score.
Yeah, I blocked it. Couldn't find the ball. So.
And yeah, I found that for you.
Nice guy. Really nice guy. Great win for you guys. Any surprises in that game? Nope. Nothing at all.
No, not really.
Okay. So earlier this week, your teammate, Giancarlo Giussolini, was named Athlete of the Week by HumboldtSports.com. But let's be honest. The reason he was able to run for 136 yards on 6 carries and 3 touchdowns was the front line. And you guys are 2 starters on that front line. How well have you guys come together, considering you lost some really good players to graduation last year? And Bryson, why don't you take it first?
I feel like there was a bit of hard shoes to try and fill in there, like especially Sam Schaumann. He's a different type of person. But I feel like they'll come in really good and we're good and uniformed. So,
Bridger?
Yeah, we lost a lot of guys, but off season came and we all worked hard in the weight room and got bigger and got stronger and stepped in and filled those roles, I think. And we've done really well so far.
Indeed, you guys are 3-1 coming into tonight's game with 3 blowout wins. The lone loss in Medford against South Medford, 100 degree temperature at kickoff. And that's a team now that's 3-0 and ranked 10th in Oregon's Class 6A division, which is the highest division there. So that loss is looking better and better. And you guys, game's tied with 3 minutes left to go, and they score a touchdown to go ahead and then get a cheap touchdown. But how good could this Warrior team be?
We definitely have potential to go all the way to a championship and most definitely probably win it.
Yeah, no, we're definitely capable of going to NCS championship.
What's it going to take for that to happen?
Just keep doing what we're doing. Keep doing our jobs and working hard in the weight room and on the practice field and winning up front.
Let's take a look at tonight's game against McKinleyville. First time that the Panthers and Warriors have played on the field since 2016. McKinleyville's had some issues over the years, but new coaching staff took over last year. They ended up going 5-6, making the playoffs in their division lower than Del Norte, and played well in their first win, 40-0 over Anderson. Lost to Willits 3-0. An unusual score for high school football. And then last week played an undefeated and a highly regarded university prep team out of Reading. Final score was 24-6. And Bridger, why don't you tell us what they But you expect McKinleyville to do, without giving away the game plan, what they're going to do offensively.
Offensively, they're running a lot of double wing out of shotgun, which is similar to our offense formation-wise, but they're doing it out of shotgun. And then, yeah, they're probably going to try to run the ball on us to start with, and we just got to stop the run and get in the quarterback's face when he tries to throw.
Now, they do like to throw the ball quite a bit.
Yeah, they do.
And they got some receivers out there that maybe can make things happen.
Yep.
So it's your guys' job as the on the defensive line to make life miserable for Panther quarterback Jack Clancy.
Yeah, for sure. Coach White told us yesterday we got to get in his face and got to get some hits on him and try to get him not throwing very well.
Bryson, what are the Panthers going to try to do defensively against Del Norte?
Defensively, seems like they like to stack the guards a lot and just be heads up on a lot of people. So you can be able to run like probably power and like jet outside. Especially one of their sets, they go like a 7-2 stack in a box.
That's very unusual.
Yeah, it is. It's very strange, but they're all lined up on us, so we can easily just block one side or run for a touchdown for 40 yards on the opposite side. So we'd probably get past them and probably beat them.
Bryson Price, Bridger Ratner with us here on the Blue and Gold Show today. Del Norte taking on McKinleyville tonight. 7:10 for the Warrior pregame show. And gentlemen, it's time for the tough questions. Now we're going to get serious. These are questions that all of Del Norte County have been waiting to hear. On the Warrior team, who is the best singer?
Well, I might have had a different answer yesterday, but we had a karaoke at team dinner last night.
Really?
After that, I think it's Bryson.
Price, number one on the hit parade. Bryson, what do you have for number one?
I don't think it would be me. I feel like I got a bad voice for singing. I feel like Nathan Barker, he went pretty at it last night with Eye of the Tiger. He's going into it.
Bryson, what song did you sing?
We're part of we have a weight room crew. So mm-hmm. We have like four or five people. I was part of Nathan's crew of singing Eye of the Tiger. He just felt like he performed his verse better than me. So.
Okay. So who thinks he's the best singer, but probably really isn't?
That's a tough one, but I think it was probably Jace Mantonio.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was singing pretty good, but I think Bryson was better.
Okay. Here's one that we've received a number of requests to find this out. Excuse me. Which Warrior is most likely to become a male model?
Giancarlo DeCellini.
Yeah, for sure, Giancarlo.
What makes you say that? See the fashion horse of the team? Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember what I said. You can't shake your head on radio. You have to say yes or no. Okay. This is one that Mike O'Brien really is curious about. The Seattle Seahawks, yes or no? More than 3 wins.
I'm going to go with they're going to win 5 games.
5 games for the
Seahawks. Generous.
Bryson, definitive answer.
I'm guessing they at least get 4.
At least 4.
I'll go for 4. I'll settle for that.
And this is Mike.
That's a good season.
The hardcore Seahawk fan. In fact, you're not wearing your Seahawk jersey here. It's on Friday.
I know it's Blue Friday, but ain't got it in me.
Gentlemen, here's the tough question. Here's the one that everybody's been waiting for. Who is better looking, linemen or running backs?
Linemen, for sure.
Linemen. Bryson, your answer.
The linemen.
Linemen.
We got that good beer gut going on, so we all look great out there.
The correct answer is radio personalities.
Yay, of course. That makes a whole heck of a lot of sense to me. Hold on. Of course.
We're going to have more of the Blue and Gold Show in just a couple seconds, right after these.
Oat Hill Organic Beef from the Palmer Westbrook Ranch is grass-fed and grass-finished. Stop by their booth at the Wednesday Farmers Market in downtown Crescent City or at the Saturday Farmers Market at the Crescent City Harbor. You can pick up your favorite butcher-cut steaks, ground beef, roast, ribs, and more. Oat Hill Organic Beef, raised on the Wild Rivers Coast and available at the Farmers Markets on Wednesday in downtown Crescent City and Saturdays at the Crescent City Harbor Farmers Market.
John Pritchett back with you here in the Blue and Gold Show here on KPOD, 5 till 7 o'clock. With us today, Bridger Ratner and Bryson Price. But let's take a look at some other things going on in Warrior Land. Delaware High volleyball team's now 2-0 in conference action after sweeping McKinleyville on the road in straight sets this week. McKenna Curtis had 18 kills. Bliss Blackburn had 6 kills, 4 aces. And Lily Nunez came through with 36 assists. JV's also won. Delnort's next action will be on Thursday as Delnort will take on Eureka at home. Well, maybe College of the Redwoods should change its name for its football team from the Corsairs to the Warriors. The rebirth CR squad picked up its first victory of the season, 41-35, over West Hills last Saturday, thanks in large part to the Delnort High contingent on the roster. Caleb Price hauled in the game-winning touchdown in overtime, his third TD of the season. Running back Levi Cox Cooley rushed for 181 yards, including a critical 45-yard touchdown run. He also caught a pair of passes on defense. Tanner Faulkner continues to shine. College of the Redwoods now 1-2 this season. They're going to play at 1 p.m. Saturday against Monterey Peninsula College. That's going to be at the Redwood Bowl in Arcata on the Cal Poly Humboldt campus. Jaden's Clifton is taking her considerable basketball skills to the Academy of Art University in San Francisco, transferring from Cal State Humboldt. I'm sorry, that should be Cal Poly Humboldt, formerly known as Humboldt State University. The former Warrior standout will be a sophomore for the Knights, which is a NCAA Division II school. Now, injuries kind of slowed her down to start last year, but Clifton came on strong in the second half of the season, which included a 24-point performance against Chico State and a double-double against Stanislaus State. With her full-ride scholarship, she plans to major in communications and media technologies. You guys are big Canadian Football League fans, I can tell. Well, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers of the Canadian Football League suffered just its second loss of the season in 14 games as the Hamilton Tiger Cats captured a 48-31 victory. Now, former Delnort High quarterback Buck Pierce serves as the Winnipeg offensive coordinator. Bombers have this weekend off. Return to action Friday, September 30th, when they face the Rough Riders of Saskatchewan. And it was kind of a tough weekend for Delnort Youth Football League teams. After 4 of the 5 squads claimed victory on the opening weekend of action, the Young Warriors went 0-5 this past Sunday. However, Delnort will return to the gridiron on this coming Sunday, going on the road. The Gold Squad's heading to Ferndale, and the Blues going to Redwood of Eureka. And by the way, if you're looking for something to do, get some exercise, get some fresh air, well, you get a chance on October 1st at Prairie Creek Redwood State Park. They have one of the most spectacular 5K runs you can imagine, running through the Redwoods and alongside Redwood Creek. Online registration ends on September 29th. You can show up the day of the race starting at 8:30. The event begins at 10 a.m. I've done that 3 or 4 times, and it is an amazing experience running in the trails on the Redwoods. I know you're a big jogger, and you and Mad Dog Horner, I know, do some marathons together.
Absolutely. I mean, with the training that goes to it is beyond compare. We can't keep our secrets. We have to keep our secrets to ourselves how we train on this.
Horner does a really good job keeping that secret. Want to say thanks to our special guests joining us today, Bridger Ratner and Bryson Price. Good luck tonight as Delnort goes after McKinleyville down in Humboldt County. Game can be heard live on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelnortSports.com. And that's it for the Blue and Gold Show. Mike, back to you.
Back to me.
Back to you. Live and in living color.
Well, all I got to say is good luck to the Hawks for this weekend. We wish them the best. And we hope that something happens.
Who does Seattle play this week?
I don't know. I don't care.
Guys, thank you for joining us. You did great.
Thank you.
Go Warriors!
Go Warriors?
Oh, go Warriors.
Thanks, guys.
Hey y'all, it's Thomas Schritt.
Hi folks, this is Keith Urban.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
KPOD-FM Crescent City, your St. Jude radio station.